Right now, though, my second guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Professor Mias de Klerk, and he is a professor in leadership and organizational behavior and a director at the Center for Responsible Leadership Studies at the Stellenbosch Business School. Professor de Klerk, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. It's just a privilege and an honor to be here with you.
So you explore a particular ideas which, as a Jewish community, speak quite loudly to us, unity in diversity. But you argue that embracing your cultural heritage as well as unity in diversity, it's not a binary choice. Tell me more about your thoughts on that issue.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. When I started thinking about diversity, oops, let me just stop here. Apologies, my clock went off. When I started thinking about Heritage Day this year,
yes,
and with everything that's happening in the world, you know, the protectionism of different ethnic groups, the protectionism of different political groups, the me, myself, and I thing that's happening in America, I was thinking about, what are we doing in South Africa when we celebrate our heritage? And my feeling is that to a very large extent, we only focus on our own heritages, which is good because our own heritages give us a sense of belonging and an understanding of who we are, our identity. But it also comes at the cost that it becomes very insular.
Exactly.
We don't appreciate the other heritages of other ethnic groups in South Africa. And then we start to compare the heritages and which one is better, and we don't connect as human beings. We don't connect as co-South Africans. And, you know, I love traveling. I go all over the world because I love the different cultures of different places. But in South Africa, I challenge myself, say, do I really appreciate other cultures sufficiently? And we've got such a wide array of cultures that we can celebrate. So my plea almost to myself and to the rest of South Africa at this Heritage Day is celebrate your heritage, but let's also celebrate each other's heritage. Not to take it over, not to appropriate it in any way that we should not, but to respect it, to enjoy it, and say, wow, this is wonderful.
I love what you're saying. I agree with everything that you're saying. I just don't see it happening nearly enough. My personal take on it is us as South Africans, we grew up under apartheid groupthink, which was very good for a minority identity or view of oneself. But we haven't been very good in coming out of those structures and strictures and embracing the other. What's your comment on
that? I agree with you. And I think that's also what's underlying this whole idea that I have that's driving me to say, am I appreciating and respecting other heritages than my own enough? I mean, you're from a Jewish background, I'm from Afrikaans background. Do we celebrate just others' backgrounds enough? And then we also look at all of the other diversities that we have in South Africa. And I don't think we do. I think to a large extent, we tolerate each other. Say, oh, that's interesting, and we carry on. But we don't really appreciate it enough. And if we start appreciating, respecting it, we can have a different narrative, a different dialogue that transcends our own issues. And we can get so much closer to each other as peoples, as different societies, and as a nation.
You use the term unity in diversity quite a bit, but you give it a really real meaning in your piece. For those who haven't read it, how do you see this unity in diversity working in practice?
Well, the term unity in diversity, it comes from the logo of our coat of arms, which says, well, it in the Tom people says, if I can try and pronounce it, my apologies, but I don't get it right. But it means unity and diversity. And that means, let me celebrate my heritage, but let's celebrate each other and each other's heritages so that we can have in our diversity, a richness, where we come together as one unit, not to try and take over each other. This is where our strengths can come from, but to appreciate each other.
You know, Prof, it's interesting. I remember once being on a plane. I actually was living in Israel at the time, and I took a plane to London. I got off the plane, and there happened to be an SAA plane on the tarmac at exactly the same time as we arrived. And we got off the LL plane, looking all pretty similar. And I looked at the South Africans disembarking off the flight, and there was nothing unifying about anybody who got off that flight. There was every single color and hue and height and size. And I thought, how on earth do you create a sense of unity and nationalism through such difference? Do you think it's achievable?
I think it is. Well, it depends on what you say, what you mean with achievable, to create one.
Do you think there's a sense of South Africanness? Do you think we share that?
I think we can. I don't think we do it enough, but we can have a sense of, I like your words, of Africanness, while we still have our different diversities, whether it's Afrikaans, Jewish, isiXhosa, isiZulu, whatever my heritage is, I can still have that. But we can transcend looking at it. This is mine, and everybody should just be like me, or mine is better than anybody else's.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I think we can, if we can transcend that, we can have this unique South Africanness. I do believe we can. But it takes action, and I'm very self-reflective here. I think we talk too much about it out there, but we don't do anything enough to really start talking about our cultures, engage with our cultures, celebrate together.
Why do you think it's so hard, Prof? Why is it so hard? Do you think we just revert to comfort zones and what we're familiar with and just couldn't be bothered? Why is it so difficult?
I think part of it why it's so difficult is what you've said, Simon, as we grew up in the old apartheid era, where there was this very strict or formalized boundary between especially white people and people of color, and that flowed over to within white people we have our own, and within people of color they have their own, and now it's that feeling that we must protect ourselves, as if something else rub off on us, something is wrong. But you know, we learn from each other, and most of our heritages, it's not so pure that we can say it's only ours, because 100%. We borrow from each other. And as we develop, we borrow things that works for us. Language now, I mean, there's so many Malaysian words that we use in Afrikaans. There's so many Afrikaans words that's used in isiXhosa and isiZulu. And that's lovely, because this is how we still keep our own, but also can have a sense of unity as South Africans.
And without doubt, the racism that we imbibed one way or another, consciously or unconsciously, was learnt. Because if you think about it, and I'm thinking about Afrikaners in particular, we were all brought up by black women. As white people growing up, basically black women brought us up. I'm a Capetonian. I was brought up by a colored woman. My mother was working. Mm. Where was there room for hatred when that was the mother figure? That was the person who cared for you, took care of you when you were ill, who fed you. It just never made sense to me that we would turn skin color into a differentiating factor. It just made no sense to me. So I must say, I'm listening to you with a huge smile on my face thinking, please, God, may your theories be listened to. So despite all the challenges, a final question for you. You sound really hopeful. So what gives you that sense of?
What gives me a sense of hope? Well, you know, I've got a wonderful opportunity at the business school to work with students, and our students are all senior managers. that comes from all different cultural groupings. And the way that they think, the way that they work together, I see how people can put aside their stereotypes. Not with ease, sometimes with difficulty, but they can do that. And as they develop through our program, they start looking at people as just their co-students, and they help each other, and they form a different unity. And I think if it can happen there, it can happen elsewhere. It just takes require from us to do the work.
Professor Mias, we're going to leave it there. Mias de Klerk, I'm sorry. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. You've really put a smile on my face. Thank you for talking to me this afternoon.